Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Leslie Fanna from Annie's Garden and Gift Center. And I always forget if it's technically in Amherst or if we cross the border by the time we get to Annie's.
It is in Amherst.
So
it's on the Amherst-Sunderland line.
And it's a very one of my favorite places just because when you go in there, it's so beautiful and it smells so nice with all the plants. And it's where I've gone to get seeds many times. But it's also my first bathroom stop on Monty's March. So,
No body talk today, Monty.
Oh, just a little bit. What's sort of hot right now at Annie's that people they can't get enough of X?
For our perennials, the hellebores are probably the most...
They're a hellebore. So they bore me to death. No, what is that really?
It's a shade plant. Uh-huh. It blooms really early, and it's been... Every grower has decided to make a new version of it.
Why is it called a hellebore? That is kind of awesome. It also sounds like a demonic pig.
I didn't make it up.
You just grow it.
Yeah, I'm just selling it.
And you've also brought this beautiful potted arrangement right here.
I did.
What's in there?
Well, this morning, Monty, when I made that for you, I wanted it to smell really good.
Mm.
So I put some basil in and some lemon thyme.
Oh, my darling, lemon thyme. That's different.
Yeah, no.
And what else?
And some lettuce.
Now, do people grow potted lettuce?
Of course.
And then do they eat it, or is it decorative lettuce?
No, you eat it. So you grow your lettuce. You can grow your lettuce in a pot, and you cut it.
Can you grow lettuce in your house all year?
Not in your house.
Green. The sun has a role in this, Monty.
Yeah, but maybe if it were inside your house.
You have grow lights and all the right conditions, and you want to go through all that, sure.
But you can't put lettuce on your windowsill in the wintertime and hope that you're going to get a giant head of lettuce like once a week. Dashing my hopes right there. See, that's where Annie's comes in handy.
But winter is over, Monty.
Well, I know. That's why. Like, there's plenty of greens coming out now, but there's this period of time in late January and February where if you want good for you local greens, they start to become either prohibitively expensive or unavailable.
So
I had a dream.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Start them by seed.
And you do have a lot of seeds.
Lots of seeds.
What seeds are sort of all the rage right now?
Mostly organic. We sell a lot of organic seeds. People like packets. We have large packets that are called Grandmother's Garden or mixed lettuce packs. And people seem to really head towards things like that.
So that's a lot of fun because when you plant a mixed lettuce pack, you really do get all these different colors and different kinds of lettuces. And they come up a little bit differently and the timing's a little different. So your salad is right out there.
And I'm assuming they're nutritionally that the different colors indicate the different vitamins are in there. So you sort of get a little bit of a cornucopia of vitamins for yourself.
Absolutely.
Leslie Fanna from Annie's Garden and Gift Center in Amherst and Phil Corman from CESA. This coming Saturday, Leslie, there is an event happening at Annie's to help celebrate Mother's and Mother's Day, the Saturday before Mother's Day, when everyone is going to be looking for stuff to get their moms anyway, but with the cause.
Well, we donate 10% of our proceeds to Rays of Hope Breast Cancer. We want your Mother's Day gift to count. So we're willing to donate 10% of those proceeds for your mother.
And that's May 10th.
And it's the day before Mother's Day. So if you're like me and a procrastinator, get all sorts of stuff done.
Sure, we'll see you then, Monty.
You brought in this beautiful plant right here. I already know what I'm getting Melissa for Mother's Day. There it is.
Monty,
hey, honey, you're getting basil and
I know
lettuce.
She doesn't listen to every show you do, but we're going to out you. You try that. I thought this was for the whole office here.
She's as thrifty as I am, so she'll be psyched. Leslie Fanna from Annie's Garden and Gift Center in Amherst and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks who have a local hero challenge going.
For May.
What is it, Phil?
It's two parts. We've been doing this every month, and we're just trying to invite people in to do more with all the local growers, whether it's food or otherwise. And this month, what it's going to be is invite a friend to come with you to a farmer's market. Take a picture of it, share your fun and the celebration you have with the farmer's markets being open, and share it back with us. And then the other part is Hadley grass is with us now. Asparagus is starting to be sold. So send us your favorite recipe. We'd love to hear more from you.
I would love to take somebody who thinks that farmers markets are just for hippies to a farmers market. So I'm going to add to the local hero challenge. Take your most stoic, anti-farmers market person and drag them to that thing and then photograph them and embarrass them in front of their other friends on Facebook.
I think that's perfect for you, Monty.
You can find more at buylocalfood.org.